Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
When women come to this understanding that we are the last line of defense for our children, that we're not, as the culture says, independent agents who can make a choice and not have any consequences that would go beyond that choice, that we could get up and walk away from a procedure or the hours following a medical abortion, walk away from the result of those pills and the induced miscarriage, and nothing would be different about us. How could we possibly imagine that that could be so? I'm telling you from firsthand experience, it can never be so. And spiritually, when we deal with this, one of the biggest problems that I see with women is how to somehow put that experience into context in a culture that is participating in this, lifestyle choice at the rate of about a million a year for the last 40-odd years, and yet it's really not anything that is shared. How do we process that? And I'm not talking about stigma, because what happens is, you know, our hearts know the truth that we failed in that role of being the last line of defense against, you know, the death of a weak child, our child. And it's devastating when we begin to process that experience. There are a lot of things that we can do to avoid processing it, including eating disorders or addictions, poor relationships, simply isolating and straight up avoidance of others. And there are so many things that we can do to cope, and most of them are, if not unhealthy, unhelpful, definitely, to going ahead and processing the experience. But what I want you to know and hear tonight is that our Lord has come to us. Jesus Christ has come to us in order to help us process the choices in our life that have separated us from Him. And He does that in a way, first of all, that lets us know that He sees us and that He's already aware of everything we may be trying to hide, cover, mask, cope with, from the rest of the world, that He's already completely aware of it, and that He sees us, and that He doesn't come to talk with us about even those events so much as about our needs.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.